Today we celebrate the 29th anniversary of the church.
今天我们庆祝29周年的感恩庆。
A very good morning to all of you.
早上好。
I want to welcome friends, visitors who are with us in worship this morning.
我要邀请，很高兴地邀请你们为我们今天早上的庆祝恩感恩庆。
I want to also acknowledge the presence of the kindergarten students and their parents, not forgetting the teachers too.
我们也高兴请到我们的幼稚园、学生、家长和教师们。
There are several reasons for celebration this morning.
今早的庆祝有很多原因。
First of all, we thank God for His mercy and goodness on the church.
首先让我们感谢神的对新生命堂的恩典和怜悯。
The church is standing here today. It is a testimony of God's faithfulness.
今天早上我们的教会仍然在坚定，是完全都是上帝的信心。
We thank God for helping us to stand firm on the old paths.
我们感谢上帝的带领，让我们回去古道。
The term old path is used by Jeremiah in his book, chapter 6, verse 16, to refer to the sound biblical and doctrinal position we stand in.
我们可以参考这古道的意思呢，是从耶利米书六章十六节。他的意思是讲到这以圣经稳定的这教训和真理。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, In the end time, there shall be the departing from the faith.
在提摩太前书四章一节，使徒保罗告诉我们在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道。
We are living in the end time.
我们住在这后来的时候，末世的时候。
There's no period of time in history as the present time when we see the falling away of Christian churches and mass.
我们相信在这个历史中呢，我们看到很多的教会呢，集体的离弃道理。The
church theme for the last 3 years is "Let us go unto Christian maturity."
过去三年，我们的教会的主题是：所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，
接力进到完全的地步。This theme will end this year.
这主题将在尾声。Today
we want to take stock of our own spiritual life.
今天我们要清点我们的属灵的生命。Have
we matured spiritually?
我们的属灵进展有没有进到完全的地步吗？
I do not have the intention of giving you a checklist.
我没有这个要给你一个排查表。
Here are some questions. I hope you can take home and you can answer them truthfully.
这里呢，我有一些问题呢，希望你能用诚实的心来回答。
In these 3 years, have you read the Bible? The Bible once through.
在这三年里，你有没有读完全把这圣经读完吗？
If not, how much have you read?
如果没有的话，那你读了多少？
Second question, in these 3 years, can you name 3 things you have known the Lord better?
第二个问题，在这三年里，你有没有，在这里呢，认识了主耶稣的爱心？
Do you find yourself having more desire to come to church for worship, prayer meeting, Bible study than the previous year?
你有没有用诚心诚意的要来教会，更加的做礼拜、祷告会和查经？
The fourth question, how many new friends have you made in church?
第四个问答就是你在教会认识了几个新的朋友？
The last question, how many people have you spoken to about the gospel?
最后一个问题就是你跟几个人来认识讲的福音，来认识主耶稣。
Next year we will have a new theme for the church.
明年我们有一个新教会的主题。
My family, my church, together serving till Jesus comes.
我的家，我的教会，同心侍奉，直到耶稣再来。
There's a dual emphasis in this theme.
这里有双层的强调。
The family and the church.
就是我的家，我的教会。
My intention is to bring these two entities together.
我的意思就是要把这两者呢，共同一组。
And I hope to see the family and the church serving the Lord till He comes.
而我盼望呢，我们的家庭和教会呢，能够同心的侍奉，直到耶稣再来。
I came over to serve in the English congregation 3 years ago.
我在教会的英文部呢，侍奉呢，有快要3年了。
The first year of my ministry, the emphasis of my ministry was on individual Christian life.
我的第一年的侍奉是强调个人的属灵的增长。
The messages were centered on growing unto spiritual maturity.
那信息呢是为属灵成长的为核心中心。
The second year, the emphasis was on the church. And I have messages on the theme commitment.
我第二年的侍奉是我强调教会与我的委身。
This year's emphasis is on the family.
今年我的强调是给家庭属灵的增长。
Do you know the theme of this year?
你知道我们今年的主题吗? 教会的主题吗?
It is growing together in grace.
就是 属灵的恩典的增长。
I want to put this emphasis on the family.
我要强调在这主题，家庭的主题的强调。
And we have been talking about family worship.
我们一直如来在讲到家庭的家人一起的崇拜。
Richard Lake did the devotional guide for family worship.
我们的路易凡传道呢，路易伟传道呢，他介绍我们关于家庭崇拜神。
And we tried to launch the project in June.
我们介绍这个家庭崇拜神呢，在6月。
But it didn't take off.
很遗憾的，没有执行。
We apologize for the hiccup.
我要向你们道歉。
Today we'll be distributing the edited version of the devotional guide, Amazing Grace.
今天我要将送出这最新版的这家庭崇拜神的引导册本，奇异恩典。
After the last experience,
过去的经历的因素,
Richard Lake and his team has spent a lot of time to make it right this time.
路易伟传道和他的委员会呢，他们用了很多心思和这个细心的预备这本引导教这个敬拜神的册本。
So after the service, take a copy each.
在崇拜过后呢，请你们拿一本回家。And
please use it.
希望你们带回去能够用到。
Our desire is that you use it to lead your family in worship.
我的盼望就是你用这本册本呢，回去开始你和家里神的崇拜。We
want you and your family be blessed.
我要你和家人呢，有得到这个上帝的祝福。We
want to see your family members bonding together in the grace of God.
我要希望你的家人和成员们呢， 能够在这个神的恩典呢，同心来崇拜上帝。We
want to see the Church of Jesus Christ strengthened in the end time.
我要盼望基督教会的在这末日里有属灵的增长。Thank
God for giving me this opportunity to share my aspiration for the Church.
我感谢上帝呢，能够给我机会来分享基督教会的事工。My
objective is clearly spelled out in the church team for next year.
我的志愿对明年的教会的主题呢，执行。 我的心愿在明年教会的主题显明。
My family, my church, together serving till Jesus comes.
我的家，我的教会，同心侍奉到耶稣再来。
So my outline will be a simple one.
我的分段是一个很简单的。
First of all, we want to talk about the family is the church.
我首先要讲到家庭是一个教会。
And then I want to talk about the church as a family.
然后呢，我要讲到我们的教会是一个家庭。
And then the last outline will be together serving till Jesus comes.
到最后呢，就讲到我们一起同心来侍奉，将这主耶稣再来。
The scripture text we read earlier on, Joshua issued a challenge to the people of Israel.
刚才我们读到那圣经呢，有关这个以色列人民的挑战。
耶稣呀，给以色列人的挑战。
耶稣呀，给以色列的挑战。
The challenge is to serve God.
那挑战呢，就是要侍奇耶和华。
He rehearsed the experience of the Israelites going from Egypt to the Promised Land.
他回顾那时候以色列人的经历，从出埃及到这应许地。
If you read the entire story, you'll see one thing.
如果你把这个整个历史呢记载的，你可以看到一件事。
God is good to His people.
上帝要与人和好。上帝恩待他的子民。
He kept His promise to bring them into a land flowing with milk and honey.
上帝的承诺要领以色列到牛奶及米的之地。
Now the people must make a decision.
现在那里的人要做个决定。
To serve Jehovah God or to serve the gods of the Amorites.
是否要侍奉耶和华，或者呢是要侍奉那地的亚摩利人的神。
It is unfortunate that there were people who were undecided.
很遗憾的，他们不能决定。
But still, there are people who are worshipping the gods of the occupiers of the land.
更糟糕的，他们崇拜那里的外邦的神。
Joshua was definitely concerned with the spiritual state of the people.
耶稣也很关心对以色列民的属灵的态度。
But I want you to take note of something.
不过我要你
注意一件事情。 His primary concern was with his family.
他的很关心的就是他关心主要的就是他的家庭。
So he said,
因此他说,
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I can fully appreciate the words of Joshua.
我很了解耶稣雅的情况。
As a pastor, I want to see the church grow in grace and knowledge.
我身为一位牧师，我要看到教会在主耶稣里的恩典和知识上有长进。
While I'm doing the work of the ministry,
在我做主的侍奉的时候,
I must be careful not to neglect my family.
我很谨慎的不要忘记我家里的人。
I cannot make you all serve the Lord.
我不能够要求你们为上帝侍奉。
But I can make sure that my family and I are united in this purpose of serving the Lord.
不过我坚定我和家合一要为上帝侍奉。
I cannot police you and your family in doing devotion.
我不能监视你和家人要在家里呢敬拜神。
But I can bring my family together in worship.
不过我可以使到我们的家里的人一起在家里敬拜上帝。
So Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
耶稣亚呢就这么说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
The words of Joshua have a few implications.
这耶稣亚的话语呢，有些言下之意。
Firstly,
第一
，Joshua had a choice.
他有选择。
And as head of the family, he made the decision.
他身为一家之主，他可以做决定。
So he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Never mind what others say or decide.
不要紧，人家怎样去决定。
But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Brothers, you are the head of the family, and you have to make the decision. In a matter of serving the Lord.
弟兄，你们是家里的一家之主，你必须为侍奉上帝做选择。
But sadly, many men do not want to decide.
很遗憾的，很多男性们不要做这决定。
This is the common objections.
这是很普遍的，不做决定崇拜神的因素。
I'm very busy with work.
我工作很忙。
I do not have time to serve.
我没有时间侍奉上帝。
Now, if you want to serve,
如果你要侍奉
others can go ahead.
你们可以继续去侍奉。
Some of us say,
有些说
when my life pace slow down, probably after retirement, I will serve the Lord.
等到我生活缓慢，我就来侍奉上帝。
Now what Joshua meant in his word is serve God now.
耶稣也告诉我们，现在是时候的时候来侍奉。
Now as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Many of us have wasted years of opportunities God has given to us.
我们很浪费了许多时间来侍奉。这上帝所赐给我们侍奉的机会。
The Lord wants the best years of our lives in serving Him.
上帝要我们在生命年间侍奉给他最好的时间。
I want to say,
我要告诉你们
if you do not start now,
如果你们不现在侍奉上帝
you are quite likely not going to serve him at all.
我看到你将来不会去侍奉上帝
There's a hymn in our hymn book.
我们的这诗歌部有一首诗歌
Give of your best to the master.
将你最好的献给主。
The chorus says, "Give of your best to the master. Give of the strength of your youth."
他的副歌这样的写着：将你最好的献于主，献你身心与力量，穿上救恩全副军装，忠心为真理打仗。
Across the Chinese version, the word "youth" is missing. The Chinese version, the Chinese, 我们中文的。诗歌的字，
我们中文部的这个诗歌的字呢，
年轻人这个
字，年轻人这个字呢不在里面。
God wants us to serve Him while we are young.
上帝要我们侍奉，当我们年轻的时候。
The second thing I want you to see.
这第二件事我要你看见的。
Joshua's decision affected the spiritual life of his family members.
耶稣亚的决定影响到他的家人成员的属灵的生命。
Joshua did not say.
耶稣亚没有这样说。
Mrs. Joshua, take the children and go and serve the Lord.
夫人啊，请带孩子们去侍奉神。
But some men are saying this to their spouses.
不过，如果有些男性呢，就是跟他们的太太这样说。
In Joshua's example, we see that he took the lead.
在耶稣亚的例子，我们看到他亲自的带领他的，带领神的侍奉。
Whether in serving the Lord or in family worship.
侍奉神的侍奉，或者是神的敬拜。
Once a wife says,
这
有一次
这位太太这样说，
My husband is glued to the TV after he returned from work.
我先生办公回来就只挂着看电视。
I have to coerce him many times to get the children together for family worship.
我必须提醒他多次的要孩子们一起的来敬拜神。
Sadly, this is true.
很遗憾，这是真实的。
Many of us men have to be coerced by our wives to take the lead in family worship.
我们作为丈夫的，要我们的夫人要提醒我们要来神的崇拜。
Men, you are to lead. If you want to lead, you must plan.
男性们，如果你们要带领家人要家里崇拜时，你必须要有计划。
If you plan to have family worship on a Monday night,
如果你想要在星期一的晚上要敬拜，
inform your family members a few days earlier.
请你提早的告诉你们的家人。
Send them a text to remind them on the day itself.
打简讯提醒那天的约定。
It is an irony if you set a date, but you are absent.
如果你定好时间而又不在，这是很不好的见证。
It is best that you have a fixed day of family worship.
最好的就是你有一个定一天的崇拜日。
I have been in the ministry long enough.To say this one thing.
我在这侍奉你相当很久了，我肯定，我可以这样说。
Our spiritual condition directly affects our family, our children's spiritual condition.
我们的属灵的态度会影响到我们的孩子的属灵的生命。
I know there are exceptional cases.
我知道有些。
例外的 But nowadays, this exception is rare.
不过在目前呢，这种例外的很少见到。
The third thing about the implication of Joshua's word.
第三件的关于耶稣亚的话。
Joshua's decision set a benchmark for the people of Israel.
耶稣亚的决定是成为以色列民的标准。
I want you to look at Joshua 24, verses 19 to 22.
我要你翻开到耶稣亚24章第19节到22节。
Joshua chapter 24 and verse 19, let me read. And Joshua said unto the people, He cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God.He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If he forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he had done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen you.The Lord to serve him, and they say, "We are witnesses."
耶稣亚24章第19节到22节，耶稣亚对百姓说：“你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，也必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降覆之后必转而降祸于你们。”把你们灭绝。 百姓回答约和耶稣亚说：“不然，我们定要侍奉耶和华。”耶稣亚对百姓说：“你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。”他们说：“我们愿意做见证。”
So the people make a decision.
所以那些人就做了一个决定。
And they say we are witnesses to our own decisions.
他们做了自己的见证。
We will serve the Lord.
我们会侍奉耶和华。
I want you to see that their decision was actually the result of Joshua's decision.
我要你看到耶稣亚他的决定呢，
影响到
这以色列的百姓的
决定。So I say that our decision or Joshua's decision sets a benchmark.For the people of Israel.
所以我说约书亚的决定呢是成为以色列民的标准，也是我们的标准。
The family is a church.
这家庭是一个教会。
What is a church?
什么是教会？
Simply, the church is a community of believers.
教会的含义是指一群基督信徒。
I want to impress upon all of us this fact.
我要强调的
that when our family members come together,
当我们的家人在一起的时候
and family members who are believers,
家里成员的是信徒们
we form a church.
我们就是教会。
The church is not in 10 Marsiling Lane.
教会不属于在这十号的马斯林街。
The church is found in your respective homes.
教会的地址是我们每位弟兄姐妹的家庭。
Remember the definition of the church? It is a gathering of believers.
这教会的含义是一群基督信徒在一起。
So you and your children gathering together is a church.
那你和你的孩子在一起就是教会。
In the Bible, we see the importance of familial salvation. The word familial means family.
在我们的圣经上，我们可以看到这家里的这个成员的救恩的重要性。
When the Philippian jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
当那菲利比这个看守这个监狱的人
问
我当怎样行才可以得救
？Paul replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
使徒保罗说。单信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Can you see the desire of God?
你看到神的心意吗？
He wants to save the jailer and his family.
他要得救那这个看守的这个要拯救这个看守的这个监狱的人和
他的家人。In Acts, there was a man by the name of Cornelius.
在《使徒行传》有一个名字叫哥尼流。
We are told that he was a man who feared God.
哥尼流是一位很有属灵神的人。
敬虔的人。
哥尼流是一个很
敬虔的人。And we are told that his family was also believers.
我们也看到他的家人也是信徒们。
Now please read Acts chapter 10 verses 1 and 2.
请你读这《使徒行传》第十章第一节和第二节。
And then in the book of Acts again, we see a woman by the name Lydia.
在这《使徒行传》里面呢，我们有看到一个这个女人叫做路地亚。
路地亚。She was a businesswoman.
她是一个女商人。
And we are told that she worshiped God.
在这里这圣经呢，我说到她相信主耶稣基督。
She was baptized.
她是被受洗的。
And then the Bible specifically says, and her household also.
那圣经呢，很明显说到她和她的家人都是信靠耶稣基督。
I want to give you one more example.
我要给你多一个例子。
In 2 John,
在约翰二书
，John wrote to a lady.
使徒约翰他写信给这个一位太太。
Her name was not mentioned.
她的名呢没有在圣经上
记载。John commended her and her children.
约翰使徒约翰称赞他和他的家人的信。
Second John, verse 1.
约翰二书第一节。
The elder unto the elect lady and her children whom I love in truth.And not I only, but also all they that know the truth.
做长老的写信给某念选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
So here we see that the apostle commended the faith of the woman and her children.
这里呢，我们看到这使徒约翰呢，他怎样称赞这位太太和他的家人。
They were walking in the truth.
他们与真理同行，真道同行。
Now what I want you to see is that again the Bible mentioned a family.
这里呢，我要强调的是，在圣经里面呢，强调的是家庭。
So I want to say that God not only wanted to save you.He wants to save every member of your family.
神呢，不但要拯救你，他也要拯救你的全的家人。
Take the salvation of our loved ones seriously.
你要为你的家人的救恩的重要性。
Pray, fast, take time to witness, weep.If it is necessary for their salvation.
祈祷、禁食、等候，可以的话哭泣，那为他们的救恩。
The family is a church.
家庭是一个教会。
I want to deduce a few things from this truth.
我要从这真理呢，要证明你们几点。
First of all,
第一点
，Young people, if you are looking for a life partner,
年轻人，如果你要找这个伴侣
，The first criterion must be a believer.
那第一条件就是那个人必须是一位。基督徒
If you marry an unbeliever, the image of the church is not in the family.
如果你娶的是一个未信主的人，那么教会的影响呢，就不会在这个家庭里。
You got to start right.
你必须要有好的开始。
Do not sacrifice the permanent on the altar of the immediate.
不要在祭坛上立刻牺牲，为了永久。
不要为了暂时牺牲永久的。
不要为了暂时牺牲的永久的。
What I'm trying to say is this: Do not exchange a lifelong bliss for the present liking for a person who does not share the same belief.
我的意思是，不要换取一个 现在你喜欢的人没有共同的这个 信仰，那么毁掉你终身的幸福。
Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, Can two walk together except they be agreed?
阿摩斯书第三章第三节说，二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
The second thing I want to deduce.
第二件事情。
Parents, do all you can to lead your children to Christ at the earliest possible age.
做父母的，你们可以的话，在耶稣里带领你们的年幼的孩子来信耶稣基督。
Now I want to debunk this myth.
我要揭穿这个错误的话。
A young child cannot comprehend the word of God.
一个小孩不懂得上帝的话语。
I think the problem is not with the Bible.
我想问题不是圣经。
The real problem is with us.
真正的问题是从我们而来。
Teach them while they are young.
教导他们当他们是年幼的。
They can understand the word of God.
他们会明白上帝的话语。
They can and know how to apply God's word in their lives.
他们会用神的话语来引用他们的生活。
Thirdly, I want to say, you do not come here to become a church.
第三点我要强调的，教会的成立不是你单独来到这里。
You should be bringing the church that is your family and yourselves into God's holy presence.
你应该带你的家人和你呢，来到上帝的神所。
Let me explain again.
我再解释一下。
I say the family, a believing family is the church.
这个信徒的家庭是一个教会。
So when you come to church together, it is a church coming here into the presence of God.
当你和家人来到教会，就是来到神的圣殿里。
This is the picture of the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
这是一个
picture.
这是在这个
给我们在旧约里给我们看到的一幅画像。
这个是在我们旧约里看的一幅画像。
When the fathers brought their family to the temple to worship God.
当他们带着孩子，他们父亲带着他们的孩子去圣殿。
Remember Joseph, Mary, and the Lord Jesus Christ?
你记得约瑟和玛利亚和救主和这个主耶稣？
They went to the temple to worship.
他们去圣殿里那里敬拜。
After the ceremonies were over,
当敬拜、崇拜过后。
Jesus remained in the temple.
耶稣基督在这圣殿那里。
He was talking to the teachers in the temple.
他在那里的教师呢讨论。
Now what I want you to see is that Joseph the father, Mary the mother, and their son Jesus together went to the temple to worship.
我要你看到这个，就是约瑟他的父亲。玛利亚母亲和耶稣基督他们一起去这个圣殿。
This is what we call a covenant family.
这就是我们叫做这个家庭的立约。
守约的家庭。
守约的家庭。
So you see, when you bring your family to church, it is bringing the church into God's holy presence.
就是当你和家人来到这个圣殿，就是来到神的面前。
The second outline, we want to see that the church is a family.
教会是一个家庭。
There are many Bible passages in the New Testament on this teaching, the church is a family.
在圣经的新约有很多这个关于记载的，有很多这个教导教会是一个家庭。
Go back, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27.
那你回去之后呢，请你看这个哥林多前书十二章十二节到二十七节。
Paul says, "The body is one."
保罗，使徒保罗说，
身体是
一个。
But there are many members.
那身体有很多这个
肢体。Now what was Paul telling us?
那保罗是在告诉我们什么呢？
He's talking about the church.
他是在讲教会。
God has one church.
上帝有一个教会。
But there are many members in this church.
那有很多肢体在这个教会里。
You see, we are members of the body of Christ.
你要看到我们都是这个
基督耶稣身体的肢体。
基督这个耶稣基督的身体的肢体。
I want to make simple this explanation.
我要很简单的要解释。
Every Christian calls God as Heavenly Father.
每个信基督徒的都会称天父。
为父。
为父上帝。
We have one Father in heaven.
我们有一位父神在天。
And we are all his children.
而我们都是他的儿女。
Can you see that the church is a big family?
你难道可以看到这个我们的教会？你可以看到这个？你岂没有看到这个教会是一个大家庭吗？
Secondly, we call each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
第二个，我们称呼主内弟兄姐妹。
Again, this is the proof that we belong to one family. That is the family of God.
这又证明了我们这个大家属于一个家庭，就是我们是上帝的家庭。
So we belong to one spiritual family.
那我们是属于一个属灵的大家庭。
There are a few things I want you to know.
这我有几个要点要你们知道。
Since we are all in one family,
我们既然是一个大家庭
，then we ought to love one another.
那么我们就要彼此的相爱。
This is commanded in the scripture.
这是在圣经上命令的。
Remember John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35?
那你记得约翰十三章的三十四和三十五节吗？
Lord Jesus says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." John 13.
John 13. 十三章第三十四和三十五节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Secondly, I want you to love the church.
第二点呢，我要你们爱你的教会。
You see, we all love our family.
我们很爱我们的自己的家人。
And we say that the church is a family.
那我说家庭就是一个教会。
The church is a family.
对不起，教会是一个家庭。
And so we ought to love the church.
所以我们就必须要爱我们的教会。
We love one another, we love the church.
我们既然彼此相爱，那么我们就要爱我们的教会。
Thirdly, we should do all we can to promote unity in the church.
第三点，我们应该要保持教会里核心同意的态度。
Last point, serving. Together serving till Jesus comes.
最后一点就是要同心侍奉，直到耶稣基督再来。
Now, I'm not going to talk about serving.
我不是要讲到侍奉。
I want to talk about the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要讲到的是主耶稣再来。
You all know that the Lord Jesus is coming back.
你们都知道耶稣基督会再来。
This is a knowledge that we have in our brain, in our mind.
这是很多人在我们的心里的知识。
But does this knowledge, does this truth affect our life?
那这个知识，会影响到我们的生活中吗？
In Luke chapter 19, we are told that a certain nobleman was about to go on a long journey.
在路加福音这十九章讲到一位财主要去远离的地方。
And he called his 10 servants and distributed to them a pound each.
他就叫了十个仆人，他就给他们一个英镑。
Each pound is equivalent to 10 denarii.
一个英镑是等于一个
100
小银钱。
And one denarii is a day's wage in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而一个小银钱呢，就是等于一个人的薪水。
一天
人的薪水。
And the master said to his servants.
那主人就告诉了仆人说，
Occupy till I come.
只等到我回来。
Can you bring the
OK. 在路加福音十九章十三节就说，你们去做生意，只等我回来。
So the Chinese version is very clear.
这在中文的这个圣经呢，很清楚的。
In Greek, the whole phrase is only one word.
在这个
希腊文
呢，只是一个字而已。
The Lord is saying, keep on trading while I am coming.
那耶稣基督是讲到的意思呢，就是你要继续做你的生意，直到等我回来。
The servants had £1 each.
每个仆人都有一个英镑。
They had equal opportunity.
他们都等于呢，都有一个同样的机会的生存。
Opportunity of life and opportunity to serve the master.
同样的生存，也同样的有机会是服侍这个主人。
But they have to remember one thing.
不过他们要记住一件事。
Master is coming back.
财主要回来了。
They do not know the time.
他们不知道他的到来。
They are not to speculate the time.
他们不可以猜测他的到来。
But they have to keep on working, trading.
他们要继续的做他们的生意，等到主再来回来。
Eventually, the master returns.
那仆人的主人呢，都终于呢到来了。
And now the servants had to give an account of that £1 they received from the master.
那仆人呢要给一个
交账
给他的主人。
And the first servant said, Lord, thy pound had gained £10.
那头一个的仆人就说，主啊，你的英一镑已经赚了十个。
The master commended him saying, well done, well, thou good servant.
那主人就说，好善良的仆人。
Because thou had been faithful in a very little, thou had authority over ten cities.
因为你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
The second servant came to the master and says, I have gained £5.
第二个来说，主啊，你的英镑我已经赚了五个。
And the master says, now you can rule over 5 cities.
主人就说，你可以管五座城。
And the third servant came before the master in fear.
那第三个就来到主的面前，惧怕。
And he says, I've kept that £1 in a napkin.
他说，主啊，你的 一半我把它包在手巾里。
This is the reason why.
这是它的原因。
Because I fear thee.
因为我怕你。
You are an austere man.
因为你是严厉的人。
He gave an excuse.
他给一个借口。
If you read carefully, it was more than an excuse.
那你假如仔细的读，这是不单是借口。
He was actually charging his master.
See,
because you are very austere.
因为你很严厉。
And it caused me to fear.
因为你感到我惧怕。
So I fear to lose that 1 pound.
所以呢，我很怕丢掉那个英镑。
So I hide it.
所以呢，我把它收起来。
He was unfaithful.
他是一个不忠心的。
He had not made use of that 1 pound and the opportunity God has given him.
他没有使用那主人给他的那英镑和那个机会。
Look at ourselves.
看看我们自己。
Have we been using the talent God has given us?
我们是否有用到神赐恩赐给我们的才干吗？
Are we using the opportunity to serve God?
我们有用到这个机会来侍奉神呢？
Dear New Lifers,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹和会友。
We have mentioned many times about the many opportunities to serve in church.
我们很多次都告诉你们，我们有很多机会在教会里侍奉。
Take that challenge. 拿起这个挑战。
拿起这个挑战。
Serve God.
侍奉神。
Because our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, is coming back.
因为我们的主人，我们的耶稣基督在要回来。
Let me conclude my message.
让我来总结。
Each Christian family is a fabric of the church.
每一个基督徒的家庭是一个教会的一块布料。
一部分，
每个让我从再解释，每个基督徒的家庭是一个教会的一部分。
If our families are weak and worldly,
如果我们的家庭是虚弱的和属于世界的
，then the church similarly will be weak and worldly.
那么教会的也同样的虚弱，也同样的属世界的。
You cannot be employing a godly pastor and hope to build a spiritually mature church.
你不能聘用的一个牧师，然后希望他建立一个属灵上成熟的教会。
In no way I'm saying I'm godly.
我绝不是说我是虔诚的。
I'm trying to live a life as God wants me to.
我只要按照我让我自己的生命，
按照神
的话语，他的
生活
来生活。
New Lifers,
弟兄姐妹会友们
，Your church, your family are closely intertwined.
你的家庭和你的教会都是有密切交织在一起。
We need to start building up our family spiritually.
我们需要在属灵上要开始我们建立我们的家庭和教会。
Then can New Life Bible Presbyterian Church be strong?
这样我们的新生命堂教会才会强大。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, I pray that you will challenge your people to do your will, be obedient to your word, strengthen.Every family that is represented here in this church, I pray that we will do our best in bringing our children to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also to lead them in family worship. Bless New Life BP Church. Pray that our family will grow and the church as a whole will grow. Hear these our prayers, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.